Hi, this is Joe, certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Joe. This is Chase from AM1. I've got Zomerit Trinidad here for you. Zomerit's phone number is 215-303-2952.
Okay, thank you.
And she was looking for a $5,000 loan for home improvement. If she does have loan offers, they're going to be extremely, extremely high interest just because of her credit. So I told her you guys would be able to help out with the credit.
Okay, definitely. Yes, please send her over and I'll see how we can help her. I do appreciate it. Yep.
Thanks, Joe. Sending now.
Thanks. Hi, this is Joe, a certified credit repair specialist from the call from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, good to hear that. Thank you very much. And am I speaking with Ms. Zamarit Trinidad?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Zamarit. And I do see that you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what would be the purpose of the loan, Zamarit?
To improve my house.
Okay. Upgrade home improvement. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. And is this the first time that you've applied for a loan or have you been denied before?
No, this is the first time.
First time. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And by any chance, do you remember your last credit score?
I think it was like five something.
Five something. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So let's see here. So based on the information, Emirate, on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit score. Okay, so what I'm going to do next is I'm going to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary. This is just to get an updated look at what's being reported. This way we can come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. And I assure you that this is just a courtesy pull and it's not going to affect your credit score in any way. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And also to let you know that we do use special technology to protect all of your information, just as your bank would. And let's see here, Zamarit. Okay, do you have a middle name or a middle initial?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Okay, Zamarit. And may I also have your physical address?
It's 3113 West 10th Street, Chester, PA, 19013.
19013?
Yes.
That was West 10th Street?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Just one moment, and I'll go ahead and submit the info for you. Okay. Okay. Got it. And the best contact number for you, is it 215-303-2952?
Yes.
Thank you. And your email address, I have it as lacalora415@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Could you also provide me with your social security number?
It's 583-955-0009.
Thank you. Okay, and just a final thing, may I have your date of birth?
It's 5-12-83.
5-12-83. Thank you. Just one moment, and I will go ahead and submit the information. What I'm going to do next is I'm just going to ask you some security questions, and this is just to verify that this is your credit score, not someone else's. So some of the questions may not even apply to you. So whenever that happens, just let me know doesn't apply or none of the above, and I'll ask you each question and give you four possible answers. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And here we go. Okay. According to your credit profile, you may have opened a Capital One card. Could you please select the year that it was opened? I have 2016, 2018, 2020, or 2022?
2022.
Thank you. And which one of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? I've got Yesenia Stoneberg, Christopher Bartleson, Carmela Foster, or Steven Cernich?
None.
Thank you. And let's see, which of the following represents the last four digits of your primary checking number? I have 9270, 9288, 9279, or 9297?
None.
None. Thank you. Okay, and according to our records, you previously lived on 5th Street. Please choose a city from the following list where this street is located. I've got West Grove, Philadelphia, Landenburg, or Coatesville.
Philadelphia.
Thank you. And please select the county for the address you provided. I've got Jefferson, Delaware, Allegheny, or Huntingdon.
Delaware.
Delaware. Yeah, thank you. Okay, just one moment, and I will go ahead and submit the information for you. And let's see here. Okay, and just one moment. Okay, here we are, Zamert. I have your score. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Zamert, your score is 478. And just to be on the same page, the highest score is 850. So at this moment, your credit score is considered as really low. And there are some negative items that are affecting you. But don't worry, because we can still help you. Okay, so I'll go over these with you. Okay, first, okay, the one negative item that is affecting you is a minor delinquent. I am showing one. And this is basically the account with late payments anywhere from 30 to 60 days. Okay. The other one that is affecting is the percentage of trades ever delinquent. And this is basically from all the accounts that you have, like credit cards, loans, or even anything where you use your credit. And this is the late percentage on payment, okay, at 50%. And the other thing that is affecting you is the number of trades ever delinquent. You do have one. Okay, and this is basically the total amount of accounts that at some point you've been late on. Okay. Okay, Tamarit. So here, Zamarit, what I wanted to ask you quickly is what do you do for a living?
I do home care.
You do home care? Okay, perfect. And do you receive any type of social security or disability?
No.
No. Okay, gotcha. Thank you very much. Okay, Zamarit. So, as I mentioned earlier, the goal of the Credit Pros is to help you improve your credit score. This way you can achieve your goals based on the information gathered. So, the best option for you would be our Success Plus package. Let me go over some of the information, some of the features. That way you know exactly what it is and how it's going to work for you. Okay. What we do. Basically, for starters, we will dispute negative items that you identify as either misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and even unverifiable in your credit report with all three credit bureaus at the same time. Okay, so in other words, we will help you clean up your credit score. And if for some reason something shows up again in the future, you do have a lifetime guarantee with us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, another thing that you will receive is a line of credit of up to $5,000 with nationalcreditdirect.com. It's not a credit card, which means that you can't buy gas or food. All the purchases, are made directly through their online store, where you can purchase things like phones, tablets, TVs, jewelries, appliances, etc. And the purpose of this line of credit is so that you can report and establish good payment history month after month on Experian. And this is going to help you boost your credit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and since credit scores are based on payment history, 35% to be exact, okay, the payments for the service will be reported to the three credit bureaus just as if you were paying a loan, okay? So now you're not going to receive any money from the credit pros, and if you cancel, the positive reporting will stop. But this is going to look like if you were paying a loan, and this is going to reflect good payment history and attract other lenders. So when they start to see all the positive reporting on your credit report each month, it's going to be a lot better for you in the long run. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's okay. And the other thing is that you're going to have access to your client portal. And this is where you're going to be able to look at all your information about you, your credit. So you're going to have access to that 24/7. You can see the improvements. You can see the negative items that we're working on and the negative items that we have removed from your credit score and the different opportunities for your credit score. And of course, you will have access to your credit information at any time. Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing is that I know sometimes, hey, Samarit, sometimes the credit scores can be very difficult to understand. But don't worry in this case, okay, because you're going to have a credit analyst available for you. And he'll take a look at your credit score, create an action plan according to the goals and the challenges that you have at this moment. So you're not going to be alone during this process. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing, okay, here, just so that we're on the same page, okay, the initial fee is $119. That's a today only special. Okay, so of course, there's it'll be your same monthly fee, $119. There's no contract, no obligation, and you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score that you want. Okay, so do you prefer with the Visa or MasterCard?
No, I'm not going to do that today because I don't get paid until Friday.
Until Friday? Okay. And if let me ask you this, Samara, before you go, if you had the money today, would you sign up?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, gotcha. Let me check to see if I have another option here. Just one moment. Okay. Because another thing, I do have a couple more options, okay? We can get this started for $49 today, and 2 weeks from today, we can do the full amount of, okay? 2 weeks from today, okay? Would that work for you?
No, the thing is that I don't got nothing till Friday.
Okay. How about $1? Do you have $1?
Yeah, I got $1.
$1, okay, because here's the thing. With $1, what I can do, is I can go ahead and save your spot. I can save all your information. That way you don't have to go all over the process once again. And 2 weeks from today, okay, we can do the full amount and it'll only be $1 for today. So do you prefer Visa or MasterCard? Sure.
Visa.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And let me know when you're ready, and I'm ready for the number.
Okay. Is 4750. I mean, 4758. 3300 0715718.
Okay, thank you. And I'm gonna repeat it just to make sure I got it correct. I've got 4758 3300 0715718.
Yes.
Okay, and what would be the expiration month and year on it?
0226.
Okay, thank you. And just the final thing, what would be the 3-digit security code on the back side?
392.
Thank you very much. Okay, so before I process the information, I just need to go over a few details before I process the payment. I'm sorry. Okay, once the payment is accepted, the second setup fee of $149 will be charged on May 1st, okay? And on your month-to-month fee of $149 will start on June 1st. Okay, and I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. Okay, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just one minute. Okay. Okay, so before I try the payment for $1, I'll just try $12.95. I know I said that it's possible that you don't have it, but the system will not overdraft your account, so you don't have to worry. And also, the option for the $1 is still available. In case the $12.95 is not available, while I'm doing that, can you please write down the customer service phone number in case that you need to make an adjustment or a change on your account?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the number is 973-233-4388. Okay, so we'll go ahead and get that going. Okay, nah. Okay, I'll just need to go over our credit card disclosure. So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1,295 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay, so just one moment, and I will go ahead and submit the info for you. Just while this goes through, just bear with me for a brief moment. Okay. And just bear with me. Okay. And okay. Hey, Zamorant, are you still with me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so it did go through for the $1. I do want to say congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. And I've set up your file in our system. The payment has been scheduled, okay, for May 1st. And okay, the amount of $149 and the enrollment of $149 on June 1st. So we processed the full payment on June 1st, okay? So you'll have access to your very own unique client portal. In the meantime, you should have received a text message or email with the credit pros. Can you check for me?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay. Could you click on the link, our blue hyperlink that's on there? That way you can log in.
Yeah, I did already.
Okay, perfect. And it should take a couple of seconds to load our user agreement, which is simply our agreement of service. You're welcome to review it and click agree and next step whenever you're done checking it. Just take your time. There's no rush.
It says the easiest 10 things you can do to have your credit score.
Okay. Are you on the user agreement page? That the information it's giving you?
I don't know if this is the link. It has a lot of pictures.
A lot of pictures. Does it give you the option? Is it because it'll take a few seconds to load? It should be our user agreement, our service.
It says it got numbers. It said 1 from 10.
If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, what options does it give you?
This is my client ID, your login, UR. Let me see this one.
Okay, you must be on the page to verify your information, which would be on the personal information. Does it have your name, your address, all that information?
Yeah, this one says please sign the agreement.
Please sign the agreement, is that what it says?
Yeah.
In this case, okay, that would be to just view the information just to make sure that everything is correct. It's basically It's to verify that all your information was entered properly. Then it should ask you to create a password for your client portal. It should be at least 8 characters with one capital letter and one special character. Well, yeah, just take your time, check everything, make sure everything is correct.
Like, is it step 2, the address?
Yes, your address. Okay, all your address, all your personal information. Did it ask you to create a password, or are you seeing additional personal information?
No, it did ask me to create my personal question.
Okay, additional information? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also, it's just verify that everything is correct. If it is correct, just kindly click on next step when you're finished.
I'm done.
Okay, perfect. So the final step, the final page, okay, it should, the next page should be the Equifax authentication screen. Could you just click on next step? Yeah.
It says, welcome to Credit Post.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you're on the final step. Okay, so great. Congratulations once again. And the credit crews, okay, we are very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. And what I'll do now is I'll just transfer you over to our credit, to our auto credit advisor, which is Ace, okay, who will be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. It'll take only 2 minutes. And it's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I just want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Zamarin, okay, well, please hold on the line. Once again, thank you very much, and you have a great rest of the day, and I hope everything works out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, okay? You're welcome. Yeah, bye-bye.